Jock Gibberish on a Friday morning on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Kat is here. Sorry I took that out a little abruptly, but didn't bother Kat. She's resilient. I am going to start calling Jock Gibberish, put Kat on the spot, because that's what we're going to do today. Esquire magazine, Kat, has come up with the 50 smoothest pickup lines in movie history. So I will tell you what, we'll see if we can get other equipment to work. Here is one of the ones they picked, and we'll see if we can get this to play.
Although you need kissing badly, that's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
Well, I suppose you think you're the proper person.
I might be, if the right moment ever came.
And I think you already know who that is. Clark Gable talking to Vivian Leigh in Gone with the Wind. It's actually Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara, but, you know, it's Clark Gable. And
they had some chemistry, didn't they?
I'm telling you what. And what I'm asking you, Kat, is if a guy grabbed you and said, you need kissing badly, but I'm not going to do it right now, would you be impressed?
I would be like, well, okay. I kind of had that with my husband.
You had that?
The very first day we met,
okay.
We spent until the wee hours of the morning together just talking and laughing and, you know, instant chemistry.
Just chemistry, absolutely.
So it's really, you know, it's 3 a.m. I have to work tomorrow. You got to work. So it's time to part. He kisses me on the forehead and says, I can't get into a deep relationship right now. And I'm thinking, okay. You kiss your sister on the forehead. What'd you keep me up till 3 o'clock in the morning for then?
I was just going to say, well, and also you say, how did you get from we just got together today to a deep relationship?
Well,
aren't you moving kind of fast there?
He was trying to convince himself that he was not going to get into a relationship.
He wasn't feeling what he was feeling.
Yeah.
But he was feeling
it. He felt it.
Billy Crystal, When Harry Met Sally. And no, we're not going to do the scene with Meg Ryan. We all know the scene we're talking about. But Billy Crystal, his big come on line, his big love line was, when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
I like it.
That's fairly decent because it's not overly flowery.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this has been my complaint for a long time with Hallmark cards. Wonderful company, beautiful printing, beautiful art. But so often, if you just want to buy a card for somebody to say, you know, happy birthday, you're a friend of mine, all you find is, you had so much to my life, the passion of knowing. It's like, oh, please.
Yeah, it's like, no. If it's going to take me a significant amount of time to read it, I trust you're not going to read it when I give it to you, so I move on to the 98-cent section.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
I tend to gravitate toward the humorous ones myself because
yes.
They hit quick and you just get a good yuck and
yeah.
It's all over with, you know. what else do we want to say? Kathleen Turner in Body Heat was also picked. This is Esquire magazine's 50 smoothest pickup lines. Kathleen Turner said, "You're not too smart. I like that in a man."
I agree with her. No. Kidding. Kathleen Turner. Have you seen her lately?
I have not.
She was gorgeous, right?
Yes.
Some of us just, you know, aging is just not kind. It's not been kind to Kathleen Turner.
The star of Romancing the Stone.
Yeah. Remember
the star
how
of Body Heat, you know?
Her voice was so sexy, you know, back in the...
Yeah.
Well, now it's even worse.
Oh, no.
And she's got some girth to her.
You got to lay off the camel straights, Kathleen. That's all there is to it. Yeah, that's what made Body Heat so hot is William Hurt did do a great – if you remember this movie, this is a long time ago
long
this movie
time
came
ago.
Out. But I actually saw it in a theater and I just thought, wow. I said, now this is how cool people talk to each other.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm going to do that someday when I grow up.
And, of course, her other big line is, I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. But she wasn't on the screen. That was Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
In Bram Stoker's Dracula, Gary Oldman went into the Hallmark card zone, I think. He said, I have crossed oceans of time to find you.
I love him as Dracula. Dracula.
Okay.
Those blue glasses
that's
and
what
that
I was just
accent and whew.
He was pretty slick, except, you know, he drank people's blood to stay alive.
Yeah, but you know what? It's eternal life. It's pretty cool.
If you can overlook that. You know?
Hey, vampires got a certain, you know, appeal to them.
Okay.
Not you?
Not me.
Oh. You didn't find Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise just gorgeous in Interview with the Vampire?
I was not really their target audience.
Oh,
let's just put it that way.
Was I?
I know a lot. I think you were, actually.
Okay.
You know,
it worked.
And I go far enough back. I remember the Frank Langella. If you know Frank Langella,
oh yes,
well known character actor now, but he first made a name for himself in movies as Dracula.
Yes.
And I sat there. I thought it was a very what am I trying to say? It was a movie with great mood to it. You know what
there
I mean? It
tell.
Had a great tone to it, you know? And I went with the woman I was dating at the time. And again, we were both very young. It was a long time ago. And she was just very upset by the whole movie. And she's like, the guy wants her to love him. And then she gets bitten by him. He drinks her blood. I said, well, that's what
yeah,
a vampire does.
So they can
does,
stay together know? Forever.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing better than that.
She just thought it was a little more than she could take. She
well,
wasn't impressed at all.
I think I have always liked, you know, Bela Lugosi is my absolute favorite Dracula.
Okay.
And here's why. And they never frightened me. I just think it's awesome because I was convinced that my grandfather looked exactly like Bela Lugosi. Okay. And
okay.
Grandpa was the only one that would let me watch Creature Feature. Because Grandma would okay. get up and go to work. She worked the night shift. And so I thought he looked like my grandpa. I'll have to show you a picture someday. There is a resemblance.
All right, then.
And so I like him. I like all Draculas.
I've never met
grandpa.
A woman who had that kind of connection with Bela Lugosi, to tell you the truth. But there you go.
He was pretty suave.
We all have the experiences that affect us, you know.
That's right.
I am going to do my best hipster accent here, and it probably won't be very good. Drop at zero and get with the hero. the immortal line spoken by Vanilla Ice.
Ice, baby.
Cool as ice.
Ice. I can't believe that's on here, though. Seriously. And excuse me, where is the best line of all?
The best line of all?
The absolute all-time best line ever.
Which is?
Princess Leia says to Han Solo, I love you. And he says, I know.
I know. That is a great line, I have to say. You are absolutely right.
That is mine and Mike's relationship in a nutshell right there.
Well, there's one line here that's just legendary, and I guess it's not a pickup line, so it doesn't get included in Esquire's list here. In Jerry Maguire, Tom Cruise says, I love you, you complete me, which, I'm sorry, to me that sounds like an airport novel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's too mushy for me.
It's a bodice ripper. But, of course, it was also in Jerry Maguire that you have the famous line, you had me at hello.
It was from Jerry Maguire?
I believe so.
Oh.
And Renee Zellweger delivers the line just beautifully.
Okay.
But now you hear everybody saying, you had me at, let's go to McDonald's or whatever. You know?
My husband would say, you had me at, you're how old? 21?
Oh, yeah, mature, worldly 21-year-old. I remember those days.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's just a sampling, and Esquire magazine has the complete list. If you'd like to read more, there are some that we can't share with you on the radio, but you can certainly share them with yourself.
What about Audrey Hepburn here in Charade? That's pretty.
That's
pretty out there.
See, I had a similar connection to what you're talking about with Audrey Hepburn, because I won't say that my mother resembled Audrey Hepburn, but they were the same type.
Oh.
Very, very lean and lithe women, you know. And so, yeah, Audrey Hepburn in Charade said, I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for.
That's unprecedented. I mean, if you watch the old movies back in the day and some of the things that they got away with, you're almost surprised by it.
Absolutely.
That surprises me.
Absolutely. But Audrey Hepburn could get away with it because she had a neck about 7 feet long.
Oh, my gosh.
And
she was beautiful.
It just all fit together perfectly. You know?
Yes. She aged well.
Absolutely. Kat?
Yes.
I will not say thanks for being here because
don't do it.
You belong here. You have a place here. But I will say Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJZ, sponsored by your locally owned and operated Pontiac McDonald's. Enjoy your favorite breakfast items all day.